For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump. Federal prosecutors say 27 people have been indicted for their roles in a scheme to distribute drugs and promote prostitution in Boone County. U.S. Attorney Tammy Dickinson said Thursday that the indictment should disrupt what she described as a large-scale conspiracy to distribute cocaine and crack cocaine. She said the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives worked on the investigation with local law enforcement agencies in central Missouri. 15 of the 27 people indicted by a federal grand jury are from Columbia. Some of the others are from central Missouri cities outside of Boone County, such as Booneville, Fulton, and Jefferson City. Missouri health advocates are trying to encourage more minorities and rural residents to sign up for insurance through a federally run website. An open enrollment period begins Saturday for 2015 insurance policies offered on healthcare.gov, the online insurance marketplace established under the federal healthcare law. About 150,000 Missouri residents already are covered by insurance policies available through the site. They will automatically be re-enrolled but can change policies if they want. The nonprofit Missouri Foundation for Health has distributed $4.5 million in grants this year for regional organizations to promote the website and help people sign up. The foundation says it increased the money flowing to groups working with minority residents in urban areas and to organizations based in some rural areas, such as the Boot Heel. At least 600 potential protesters in the St. Louis area have received training in the past week from a group of organizers who say they're stressing nonviolence. A grand jury is considering whether Ferguson officer Darren Wilson should be charged in the August 9th fatal shooting of Michael Brown. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports two community organizations, the Don't Shoot Coalition and the Missourians Organizing for Reform and Empowerment, have held meetings on how to protest peacefully following the grand jury's announcement. Organizers say they expect four hotspots for protesters, including the Ferguson Police Station. A 20-year-old pit bull ban has been repealed by the Hallsville City Council. Sherry Reisch, a mayor of Hallsville, says there is a resident in the area who adopted a pit bull who was originally told the dogs were not allowed in the community. The resident came to the city council to repeal the ban.
They wanted to keep their new family pet, and they came to the city council. We considered it, and it was unanimously repealed.
Reisch says the community had some pit bulls that were aggressive many years ago, which is why the initial law was put in place in 1989. After that, pit bulls were not allowed in the city limits. The law not only banned pit bulls in the area, but also prevented some people from living in the community.
We've had a couple of people wanting to move in our city who already owned pit bull dogs. And once they found out we didn't allow them, they decided not to move into our city.
Reisch says the law was unfair to outlaw a specific breed.
It doesn't have to be a certain kind of dog. We felt it was being unjust to just outlaw one certain kind of dog.
Reisch says she sees the repeal as a positive thing. In the future, residents will have more freedom to choose the dog they like to adopt without limitations. Governor Jay Nixon's budget office says the amount of money education in Missouri receives from casino gaming and the lottery is down significantly. As of July 1st, the state has taken in $94 million in revenue from the lottery, which is 2% less than the nearly $96 million collected a year ago at this time. The state has also collected $107 million from so-called riverboat gaming, a 1% decline from the $108 million collected a year ago at this time. Budget Director Linda Lubring says if the current rates of decline continue, it would result in a budget shortfall of nearly $66 million.
The governor is obviously responsible for ensuring that the budget stays in balance. So the governor would need to take some actions at some point in the fiscal year if the situation doesn't correct itself.
In other words, withhold money from the current state budget, and Lubering says those spending restrictions would have to come from education. Meanwhile, voters earlier this month approved a constitutional amendment that will allow lawmakers to reverse any budget withholds made by the governor. Federal prosecutors say 27 people have been indicted for their roles in a scheme to distribute drugs and promote prostitution in Boone County. U.S. Attorney Tammy Dickinson said Thursday that the indictment should disrupt what she described as a large-scale conspiracy to distribute cocaine and crack cocaine. She said the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives worked on the investigation with local law enforcement agencies in central Missouri. Property owners are legally obligated to clean up graffiti on their property within 72 hours of its occurrence. At its meeting Tuesday, the Downtown Community Improvement District Board of Columbia discussed how to assist property owners in the cleanup process after a recent spur in graffiti incidents. A city ordinance places the burden of cleaning up graffiti in a timely manner on the owner of the property. The board provided graffiti removal kits in the past, but the process is still very labor-intensive. District Board Member Skip Walther says the board would like to assist property owners more, but it would take time that they don't have.
we find that the more quickly graffiti is removed, the less likely it is to come back.
Walther says the board discussed the possibility of setting up a fund to help property owners clean up, but he says the likelihood of it happening is not very high. For now, Walther says they will be contacting all property owners affected by graffiti and notifying them of their legal duty. But the board hopes to help property owners find the most efficient solution in removing graffiti as soon as possible. For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump.